Kaylee and I have found our way to getting a hold of Brad Hawkins, 12th District State Senator. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Kaylee. Good to be with you.
So I saw the Republican, one of the Republican communications folks, I can't remember if it was on the Senate side or the House side, sent out a press release again this week reminding us that Senate Bill 5114 is still in one of your committees. And I was wondering if we can get an update on where that bill is and what sort of the time frame we need to have that out of committee by.
Yeah, so Senate Bill 5114 is basically a bipartisan effort sponsored by our lead Republican Minority Leader John Braun, but also a key Democrat from the state Senate, Mark Mullett out of Issaquah, is sponsoring that. It would basically move everyone to a phase two reopening, and we had a hearing in the state government committee at least a couple weeks ago, and we had Sasha Slayman from the Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce and Blair McCaney testify for it. And there were over 1,000 people that packed the virtual hearing room, if you would, and wanted to sign up for this and participate. But those two did an awesome job representing our area about, you know, safe reopening. And after the hearing the next week, the chair didn't schedule the vote to move out of the committee. And so since I serve on that committee along with another one of my Republican Senate colleagues, we tried to make a move and a motion. He made the motion, I seconded it, to advance the bill out of the committee, and the chairman promptly ended the meeting for the day, and we have not taken that bill up since. But then also, the Republican senators, we tried to utilize a procedural option in the full state Senate to advance the bill directly from the committee to the floor of the Senate, which is called moving to the ninth order according to our Senate rules, and that got denied too. So we've tried in committee, we've tried in the full Senate, but of course since that time too, the governor has sort of readjusted some of his plans for reopening and loosened some of the restrictions, so I feel like we're making some progress.
So even if it's a situation where the bill itself doesn't get passed, maybe there's enough noise that you can convince other people to maybe do it without that Senate bill.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the movement originally, because to actually move a bill like that all the way through the legislative process, unless it's fast-tracked like some of these other COVID relief measures and other things, it actually wouldn't be signed by the governor if he'd sign it until April, and then it, you know, would go into effect much later. So really, it's more of a creating a ground-up momentum effort to encourage the governor to change his executive actions, which he's done to some extent, and we hope with the vaccine rollout and everything else that we'll be able to transition to the future phases real soon, at least for North Central Washington.
And with this recent COVID relief package, what's included in that package, and what are the next steps for it?
Yeah, so yesterday the state Senate approved basically the bill that would appropriate the federal funding that we received through multiple federal government relief efforts, including the Federal CARES Act, which I know you've reported on a lot here at KPQ. But the bill would appropriate $2.2 billion in the federal funding, and it has kind of a lot of different options for what the funding would include, including over $700 million for assistance to K-12 schools, public health, contract tracing. Basically, in some ways, it was a continuation of some of the efforts that we made at the state level last legislative session, right as session was ending, to provide some emergency response efforts for COVID. But there's also some funding in there, over $300 million, I believe, for some housing-related items, including rental assistance. So we wanted to, as Senate Republicans, and I think House Republicans wanted to do the same thing, make some adjustments and more fine-tune how the money would be appropriated. But basically, there are really strict federal formulas based on the federal law, and so we kind of had to push through the dollars based on what was directed by Congress. So even though we tried to fine-tune it, we couldn't do that. But in the end, you know, I voted for it because I do support the money going out. It is much needed.
And then finally, the state legislature also and the governor signed a bill that was going to help with unemployment, both businesses and people who have to receive unemployment. Just real quickly, in the next minute or two, if you could give kind of your thoughts on the passage and signing of that bill.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that. So this was Senate Bill 5061 related to unemployment benefits. It passed the House and Senate just this last week. It was actually signed by the governor. Was the first bill that went into law. It didn't pass unanimously, but in the Senate it was 42-7, and I was one of the 42 members that voted for it. Basically, we have this complicated formula for unemployment insurance, and based on all the layoffs with COVID, the business community would have been faced with almost a $2 billion impact over the next several years in their unemployment tax rates. And so that was the last thing that they need as we pull out of this pandemic. So we provided some relief. It's much needed. We've done some good things for our business community early in the session. I hope we can continue.
All right. Well, next week I'm excited because I think we'll have some of your bills to talk about when we talk next Thursday. So, as always, it is appreciated that you spend some time with us each and every Thursday morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.